Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Louisa Chu is a Chicago Tribune food critic, but quite a history with food. And you found a great bagel in Pilsen, of all places.
Yes. This is one of the most unique bagels I have ever seen around Chicago, and maybe in this country, if not the world. So Roska Bagels, Roska is a new bagel cafe in Pilsen, making Mexican everything bagels, churro bagels, blueberry coconut bagels. Mm. Felix Zepeda is like really being very inventive and innovative with bagel culture.
It seems like that's a product that would be hard to add too many things into, but we've seen it done. So the coconut, right. Is it on the inside or is it on the top?
He has it on the dough and then also like as a topping. Because blueberry was his favorite flavor. Usually when we think of people, like their favorite bagel flavors are like pretty classic. Just like the salt bagels or maybe like the everything. Blueberry was always his favorite go-to flavor. So that, along with cinnamon raisin, which inspired the churro, have been best-selling sweet flavors. And the Mexican everything has got a little bit of extra ancho spice. So there's a bit of a kick to his bagels, a mango pepita bagel with tajin. So it's got that sweet, spicy, tart flavor to it. And he makes every single one of the bagels. He rolls them by hand.
Wow, that is so wonderful. And he grew up in Pilsen, right? So he knows the neighborhood. I had read that he comes up with these flavors based on everything he used to love to eat as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. So the Mexican fruit lollipop candies that are coated with that spicy chili powder and tangy chamoy, that's what inspired the mango pepita bagel. So, the idea that a traditional Mexican candy can inspire a bagel, it's like, where else but in Chicago do we have such innovation?
Yeah, absolutely. What is that? I first had it when I was in Mexico this past year. I've had it, but I just never really recognized it. But they put it on my can of beer. Is it tajin or tajin? What is that?
Yeah, tajin, which is one of the most popular food flavorings, the Sweets and Snacks Expo that used to come to Chicago all the time. That was one of the big flavors. So you'll see that on candies. You'll see that like sprinkled on savory dishes. So it adds that kind of like, my mouth is watering again, sweet, spicy, tart kind of seasoning flavor to everything, and now including to bagels.
So
really terrific.
I bought it and I have it in my spice cabinet and I've kind of been unsure, maybe timid of how to use it. So you're telling me I can use tajin on anything?
Yeah. So you'll see like a lot of times street food, they'll sprinkle it on fruit, like pineapple is terrific. I'm thinking like mashed potatoes with a lot of butter with some tajin on it would be really great right about now. And bagels.
Yeah, obviously.
Like cheese.
and this this gentleman, Mr. Zepeda, he makes his own cream cheese?
Yeah, so Felix is making just about everything from scratch, including cream cheese and also labneh, which is a slightly denser, tangier, kind of a cream cheese style spread. And he's also offering a vegan cream cheese, which he isn't making quite from scratch yet, but he's flavoring it with his add-ins. And he's also just starting to make his hibiscus cured lox. And he started, making the agua fresca from hibiscus flowers. And he's like, we've got these great like hibiscus flowers. What can we do with them? And so he used that to flavor and to color the lox. So it's got this beautiful, deep pink hue. So that's terrific.
And tell me about, you wrote about what used to be a gospel record shop that is now a cafe.
So New Sound Cafe in on the west side in the Austin neighborhood just opened at the end of November. And so a husband and wife team bought this space, which was a abandoned but formerly historic gospel record shop, and they have completely transformed it into a two-story community cafe. So they have not only coffee, but they roast their own beans, and then they have snacks from Trini's Tasty Pastries, including her cinnamon rolls, biscuits, and breakfast sandwiches. So they really created that into a community center. The husband and wife team, as long as they're four kids, really pitched in.
Wow. Yeah, it takes a whole family to run a restaurant these days, honestly.
Right.
So when it comes to comfort food for you over the holidays, what do you lean into?
Fatty stuff, I have to say. I'm thinking hot chocolate, marshmallows. Right about now, I'm thinking that I would love a hot chocolate with big handmade marshmallows from Catherine Ann Confections. So we did a story earlier this year about Catherine Ann Confections, and we didn't get a chance to really highlight as much, you know, their hot chocolate and their marshmallows. They've got two locations, one in the Logan Square Humboldt Park area and another one in Old Irving. And they also have sandwiches, but like, I mean, they have beautiful truffles. So, so the sweet and then the savory, plus you have to leave room for their gigantic handmade marshmallows.
Have you ever attempted to make those, Louisa?
I have made those, and I really appreciate that Catherine Ann.
Because it's a process, right? And you have to have everything right. Just right for them to turn out.
Right. I think one of the first and only times I made them was when I was in culinary school in Paris. And that's when I had a whole professional kitchen. And it is a sticky mess, Lisa, I'm telling
you. Yeah. I know this is silly, but one of the things that I love for Christmas that I will not be making, but I always hope somebody brings them, it's just silly, but it's those wreaths that you make out of cornflakes with marshmallow, and they're green, and you put a few red hots on it, or, you know, those little dots, and I'm telling you what, I just will not tackle it. I hate working with marshmallow.
I know. I love those. I have seen, though, So everybody knows now for a house gift to bring Lisa those marshmallow wreaths.
I know. There's like four ingredients, but I'm not tackling it. It's like, nope. Can't get it off my hands or the utensils. Do you have any last-minute gift ideas? You know this city, and you know food better than anyone in this city. I mean, you mentioned Catherine's, but is there somewhere else that you could suggest that, you know, if you're looking for a last-minute hostess gift this weekend, or maybe you're looking for a gift for a foodie, something in the form of food that would be a good gift to give someone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in addition to the Catherine Ann Confections, hot chocolate, marshmallows, and truffles. On the savory side, we have a whole universe of jardinera in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get everything from like the jarred jardinera at J.P. Graziano. You can get a beautiful assortment, even at the Jewels. You can get a whole bunch of different kinds of jardinera. Of course, if you're going to travel with them, be very careful.
Yes.
Because you'll probably need to check them. But I always love to bring jardinera as a gift when possible. And then, you know, for the people that, you know, this is sort of holidays where you might want to bring some mini bottles of Malort as a gag gift. They're so cute. And there is a gift set of Malort now with an ornament. So those are super cute for the people who drink. And then if you don't, Boyd, actually in Avondale, makes bottled Nolort. So they have captured, the flavor. So so people really want to punish themselves with none of the payoff. You know, try the Nolort, which actually is delicious in cocktails at Boyd. And they sell them by the beautiful bottle, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope you have a beautiful holiday season. Merry Christmas, if that's what you celebrate. And we so appreciate all your contributions to this show and the radio station.
Thank you, Lisa. I celebrate it all. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you, too.